This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Police have confirmed that a woman who was shot to death last night in Falls Church, Virginia, is the latest victim of a sniper who has terrorized the Washington, D.C. area. The woman was killed in the parking lot of a Home Depot store. Here's Fairfax County, Virginia Police Chief Thomas Manger.
The biggest development that we've had since last night is that ballistic evidence has conclusively linked this case to the other murders in the area. The victim in this case has been identified as Linda Franklin. She's 47 years old from Arlington, Virginia.
Fairfax County, Virginia Police Chief Thomas Manger. The sniper has killed 9 people and wounded 2. NPR's Larry Abramson joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Police have confirmed this 9th fatality, but authorities were responding from the beginning as if it were connected to the others.
That's right. This killing had all of the hallmarks of the other killings. Linda Franklin was loading packages into the trunk of her car in that Home Depot parking lot. Her husband was standing right nearby her. Well, all of a sudden, she was shot from a distance by a single shot and was pronounced dead soon thereafter. She died at the scene.
Police shut down traffic in the area as soon as possible, but apparently the sniper escaped.
That's right. Police have an instant response that they've been working on, and they've actually put that into place in several instances, some of which turn out not to be related to these shootings. This area, as you know, is known as Seven Corners. It's a very busy, heavily trafficked area, a lot of stores in the area. It wouldn't seem like it would be an easy area to escape from if you were trying to get away from a murder scene. They shut down as many roads as they could. They did this apparently in a matter of minutes. Nevertheless, despite checking many cars and paying particular attention to these white vans that have been focused on, they weren't able to arrest anybody. Somehow the killer or killers got away.
Is there any reason to think that police might have gotten some information from this shooting to help them find the killer?
Well, of course, there's always a possibility that when this shooter pops his head up, that the police will gather some more evidence that will help them find him or them or whoever this is. And there is an indication from the way police are talking that there were more witnesses this time. At previous scenes, there's really been a dearth of evidence. Now we have reports of several eyewitnesses. And the police chief, Tom Manger, said that there were more sightings of this white van that we've been hearing about from the killings last week. This time he also mentioned that there were sightings of a driver's license or license plates, but he said that there were several different sightings. So we don't know whether these sightings were actually reliable. He's not giving out a license number for people to watch out for. Police are being very cautious about the amount of information they release. They've obviously decided they don't have a lot to gain from telling the public more than they're absolutely certain about, such as the sighting of this white van.
Last night's shooting came after a lull of several days. Does that mean anything?
That's right. It had been about 80 hours or so since the killer had struck on Friday. That was the longest period we'd gone without a shooting since the spree started on October 2nd. Some people said, well, maybe this is a sign that this guy has attachments on the weekend since he's gone 2 weekends without a killing. He's also has not really shot anybody, with one exception during the middle of the day. Could be an indication that he has a job, that this cargo van actually belonged to his work, the cargo van that was cited in some of the Montgomery County shootings. But of course, this is all deduction. We don't really have any hard information on this. This is the kind of profiling information that gives police something to go on. It also allows them to tell this information to the public so that people might think, one of my coworkers is missing. What's he been up to during these shootings?
NPR's Larry Abramson.